Brethren, we are very privileged to have with us tonight Gershom Solomon, the head of the Temple Mount Faithful. And I want to read the first four verses of Ezekiel chapter 9. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And he went in and stood beside the brazen altar. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the men clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Brethren, if you are not sighing and crying for the abominations which are being done in the midst of Jerusalem, especially as it relates to the Temple Mount, you better think very seriously about it, because these are serious times. And Gershom Solomon is the chairman of the Temple Mount Faithful. And he knows very much firsthand the power of the one true God, who revealed himself to the world as the God who led the children of Israel out of the bondage of slavery in Egypt. So, Mr. Solomon, I just am delighted that you would share with the people, and we're going to try to get this message on the internet so anyone in the world could hear what you have to say. So I would just like for you to speak about your personal testimony and what you are doing to, in this glorious prophetic time, to again restore the place where God Almighty has chosen to place his name.
Thank you, my brother, and shalom to all your listeners every place in the world. And it's for me a privilege to speak to them here from Jerusalem, not far from the holy mountain of God, very close to the place in the city which is the heart and the soul of all the world, the city that everyone in the world is advised to lift his eyes in the coming times and to see what God is going to do here in Israel, especially in Jerusalem, and mainly on his holy hill, the Temple Mount. As you say, God reveals today himself to Israel and to all the world. And I have the privilege, really the privilege, first of all, to be born in such a time. We are living in a very special time, maybe the most special time in the history of Israel and the mankind. The end time, the prophetic end time.
Yes.
Time of redemption, when Israel is again in the back in the land, in God's miracles, and he regathered them from all the world back to the land. And again, the land of Israel is the eternal house of the God and the people of Israel in great miracles. And second, I have the privilege that to see how God reveals to my personal life and gave me the privilege to serve him in the most exciting thing which can happen in our time that we are living now, the rebuilding of the temple.
Yes.
The house of God.
Hallelujah.
On the Temple Mount, in the same location of the first and the second temple, which is, I have no doubt about it, the most exciting end-time event which is soon to come in our lifetime, which will be the key and the opening for all the rest end-time prophetic events. It was a short time before the Six Days War when I served the Israeli army, which I believe is again the army of God.
Yes.
As a young officer. And one day I was sent to with my unit to the north boundaries of Israel near the Golan Heights to protect the area from the Arab attacks. I was in this area 1 year, and I knew that it was not an accident, and because in the end of this year I found myself and my unit under a very heavy ambush of the Syrian Arabs, which attacked my unit and the Israeli villages in this place, and they were up on the mountain, many thousands of them, my unit 150 soldiers, a battle of 8 hours, and only the appearance of God in this battle and his miracle gave us the victory. They did not succeed to occupy the area, and close to this to the end of this battle, I personally was wounded terribly when a tank drove over my body. I can say today that I was more dead than in life, and but I could feel everything. I could not, you know, I was completely paralyzed, but my eyes were open. I could see everything, and it was really a time of miracles.
Yes.
A time when I met the God of Israel so close to me and to my heart, and he saved my life for a purpose.
Yes.
And I still remember how in a part of the battle, close to the end of it, when it was between day and night, they dared the enemies to come down from the mountains to surround my unit from all the sides. Actually, me personally, when they saw me laying in the corner of the field of battle, wounded terribly, and they surrounded me, and I still could hear how they're putting the bullets and the guns ready to shoot me. And then appeared God, because in the same moment, I heard in my heart, you know, can a human being hear the voice of God?
Yes.
In this critical moment, I hear the voice of God speaking to my heart and saying, don't fear from anyone. I'm with you.
Hallelujah.
And I still did not finish with you. Because you have to do a great thing in your life. So be strong. You are not alone in the field of battle. I'm with you.
Hallelujah.
And then happened what I will never forget in my life. Suddenly I saw a light covers me from all the sides, and it was between me and between the enemy which surrounded me from all the sides, ready to shoot me with joy in their lips. And when they saw the light, what I saw, they suddenly turned back. They did not shoot me and started to run very fast back to the mountain.
Hallelujah.
And I knew that it was God and his angels.
Yes, the glory
saved
of God.
My life and gave me back my life. When I say they gave me back my life, I know that I was, maybe the most of me was not in this world but in heaven. And God brought me back here to life. I was a short time later taken by my unit to the hospital, 2 weeks in coma, surgeries. And then one day I opened my eyes, and immediately I could recognize everyone and everything. And I want to share with you what happened a few weeks later, when the observers of the United Nations came to visit me. Dutch observers, Christians, which observed the battle between my unit and the Arab enemy. And they came and told me, we came to visit you, but mainly to share with you something which will encourage you to make now your battle for your life in the hospital. And they told me, we spoke after the battle with the enemy, your Arab enemy. We asked him, why when you came to this young Israeli officer and surrounding from all the sides, ready to shoot him, why you did not shoot him and suddenly you ran back to the mountains and left him in life? And they answered, we wanted very much to take revenge from him, but we could not do so.
Hallelujah.
Because in the same moment when we were ready to shoot, we saw suddenly around him thousands of angels.
Hallelujah.
And a great white light.
Hallelujah.
And they started to, when we started to run back to the mountains, they ran after us. We knew that God wanted this young Israeli officer to be in life, and we could not shoot him. So I will not never forget this moment on the field of battle. Very critical moment in my life. And what appeared in this critical moment, and I remember how God appeared in the life of Israeli biblical figures.
Yes.
Like Jacob.
Exactly like Jacob.
In the middle of another critical battle.
And he never walked the same.
Yeah, and he never walked the same.
Hallelujah.
And I know that God appears in such critical moments. In the life of his people Israel, in the life of individuals in the people of Israel. You know, 2,000 years, the nation of Israel was out of the land, and no more prophecy. And God did not appear in the prophetic life of the people of Israel, but he promised.
Yes.
When the people of Israel will be regathered in the end times in the land.
Hosea, after 2 days.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He will again come back
yes.
to the people of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And he will appear in the life of this nation. And as he promised in his prophetic word, like in Zechariah chapter,
yes.
chapter 14, he said, I will fight with you in the
yes.
field of battle like a soldier.
Yes.
And that's what happened in Israel since 1948. God appeared in all the battles of Israel.
Yes.
And he gave them the victory.
Yes.
And, you know, a small minority. Israel started with 600,000 population in 1948. And even today, there are no more than 5 million Jews which were regathered by God back to the land. The enemies, 21 Arab countries, 300 million
yes.
of Arabs, 1 billion and more of Muslims,
yes.
which wanted and still want, this is the main goal, to destroy the great godly event which is taking place in the land of Israel.
Yes.
The great spiritual and practical dialogue between God and the people of Israel to rebuild his kingdom in the land of Israel and to share it with all the world. And God appeared again and again and saved the Israeli people. And he appeared in the battles of individuals, and he appeared in my life.
Yes, hallelujah.
And I, 1 year in the hospital, I expected to hear again what God has to say to me. For what, which purpose he saved my life. And after 1 year in the hospital, I felt that God is expecting for me to volunteer back to the Israeli army, to the army of God, to his army, to the unit of paratroops with two crutches. And it was really, again, a privilege to me, for me to go back and to serve him in this way.
Yes.
To protect his land, his end-time prophetic event, his people. And later happened one of the greatest events in the life of the people of Israel. In this event, I met again the God of Israel, and I knew for which purpose he saved my life.
Hallelujah. What a
purpose. It was in 1967 when, in 6 days, God and his soldiers defeated 21 enemies. Mm-hmm. They were actually 21.
Yes.
Despite that Egypt, Syria, and Jordan attacked Israel together with the support and the backing of the empire of the Soviet Union, but with the backing of all the 21 Arab countries and their allies all over the world.
Yes.
And they stated very clear, we shall now destroy Israel and we shall push you to the sea and no more Israel in the world. And in 6 days, God appeared in this battle. And I have, you know, to share stories how he appeared in practically
yes.
battles, in units, individuals, and gave them one of the biggest victories, maybe the biggest in the history of 4,000 years of the people of Israel.
Yes, there was nothing standing between those tanks.
Yeah, that's right.
And they just stopped.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And but the climax of these 6 days was when the Israeli unit, actually my unit.
Hallelujah, that was your unit. Hallelujah.
You know, when the Jordanians attacked Jerusalem, and you know, I must say something, you know, the Israeli government, you know, sent a message to King Hussein, the king of Jordan. Actually, this Jordan is the part of the promised land of Israel. Transjordan, the eastern bank of the Jordan, where 2.5 tribes of Israel
That's right.
live there, and God promised that it will be forever a part of the land of Israel, but now it is Jordan as a result of imperialistic decision of the British Empire
yes.
in 1921. But in any case, they attacked Jerusalem, and despite that the Israeli government asked them not to do so, and the Israel will not attack them. But it was the will of God that Jerusalem and the Temple Mount will come back to the Jewish people.
Yes.
Not as an accident, even not as a gift.
No, it's the will
to
of
Israel,
God.
But to open maybe the climax of all the time.
Yes.
The rebuilding of the Temple.
Hallelujah.
The purification of the heel of God. And then God will again, you know, be in his holy house of the Temple Mount. And exactly as the prophet Isaiah prophesied and saying that in the end times, the house of God will be built in the highest of the mountains.
Yes.
All the nations will flow to
it. Yes.
And out of Zion will go the word of God.
Yes, amen.
His law and his Torah.
Hallelujah.
And this was the will of God.
Yes.
And fulfillment of end-time prophecy. The climax of it. And I will never forget this day, and God gave me the privilege to be with my unit on the Temple Mount, on the battle for Jerusalem. At this time I could, thanks to God, walk only with one cane. And we came on the fourth day of the war. Not in an easy battle. 200 Israeli soldiers gave their lives.
Yes.
And we came through the Lion Gate of
yes.
the old city of Jerusalem.
Yes.
And then through the very exciting northern gate of the Temple Mount, the Tribe Gate. Give attention to the symbolic names of the gates.
Oh, yes.
For where the Israeli army entered when the enemy attacked us. And I will never forget when we entered to the Temple Mount with the jeeps of the Israeli army.
Wow.
And after we entered through the gate, we jumped from the jeep. It was the only time since I was wounded until today that I could run.
Hallelujah.
Where we run, like the angels.
Hallelujah.
You know? And on the wings brought us to the place that we dreamed 2,000
years. Yes. Hallelujah.
The location of the temple, the Holy of Holies, which is today covered by the Arab Islamic building, the Dome of the Rock. And we entered, it was open. The enemy ran away from the mountain. It was empty and waited for the children of God to be there. And we entered to the Dome of the Rock, and we stood before the Rock of Abraham and Isaac.
Yes.
The place where the history and the relationship between God and the people of Israel.
Yes. Yes, amen.
And we could just do one thing. On one hand, we held the guns. On the other hand, you know, the Book of God.
Yes.
And with tears in our eyes, we could meet again the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I heard in my heart what I'm sure that all the Israeli soldiers which were together with me in this moment here, I gave you your life back for this purpose.
Build yes. My house. Hallelujah.
I brought you here to build my house, to be a house of worship and prayer and love, to show my love. This time, not only to Israel, but to all my creation, to all the mankind.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I remember that when Mota Gur, which was the general which commanded the Israeli force, which liberated Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, when he stated in the radios, the Temple Mount is again in our hands. You know, life stopped for maybe for a minute.
Yeah.
All over Israel.
Yes.
And people wept and cried in the houses and the streets and the fields of battle, because the battle still continued in other parts of the land. You know, in a great moment, you know, the dream of 2,000 years to come back, the dream not only of the people of Israel, which was main dream in the terrible exile, in the persecution.
Yes.
To come back to the Holy Land, to rebuild the house of God. And this moment came, and to whom God gave this privilege, to our generation.
Yes.
He gave me the personal privilege to be at this moment and to serve him.
What a wonderful call to be called to restore the place where God Almighty has chosen to place his name.
And here I want to say, I'm not sure that everyone which listens what I'm saying can feel completely, feels, but not completely, what I'm telling him, how big was this moment, you know.
Oh.
We knew that the rebuilding of the temple, the coming back to his holy hill, the hill of God, is the...
It's the heart cry of every child of God for 2,000 years.
All the rest and time
yes.
Events, what is the meaning of it?
It is the focal point.
Yeah, that's right. You know, everyone should know that the people of Israel is a clear creation of God.
Yes.
In the history, not only of the seed of Abraham, but in the history of all the mankind.
Exactly.
It is God himself, when he called Abraham to him and to his mission, to his eternal mission of him and his seed. It was not just an accident and a mission for the seed of Abraham, but to all the mankind, you know, which was completely pagan. To carry his word. yes. to open their eyes, to bring the light of God to all the mankind.
Yes. Israel is the name of the family of God.
That's right.
And you must be able to identify that. If you are a child of the true God, you must identify with Israel. And the best definition of a Jew ever written, I believe, is where it says, he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, and circumcision is not of the flesh, but in the heart of the spirit, whose praise is not of man, but of God, a God pleaser. And if people cannot relate to that definition. And the last thing that you sent out, I really appreciate it. And for all of you listening, visit Mr. Solomon's website, the Temple Mount Faithful. It's very simple, just www.templemountfaithful.org. And get on his list to receive the messages that he sends out, because he always bases it on the more sure word which is written. And I have had a very difficult time knowing how to pray for President Bush in this present situation. And you gave it. You said the Temple Mount and Land of Faithful movement calls on President Bush today to undertake his mission against the Iraqi evil. And God will be with him. However, he must not try to establish an evil, foreign, so-called Palestinian state, or else God will no longer be with him. And that is profoundly and precisely on target. So if any of you who hear this are wondering, how do we pray in this situation? You've just got good direction how to pray in this, to be praying in the will of God, because to pray out of the will of God is a waste of time. God's not going to hear that. If we regard iniquity in our heart, God is not going to hear that. But when we pray according to his will, he allows us to enter in and see that which he will do. And the focal point of everything which is happening and will soon be happening is the Temple Mount. And what a glorious call he gave you. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I want to say something. You know, what is the importance of the rebuilding of the temple? The importance is because the meaning, especially in this end time that we are living now, that we put our beloved God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Creator, we put him, his word, his values, his laws, in the midst of our life.
Yes.
In Jerusalem, that
yes.
he chose to dwell there. And we need it. I mean,
yes.
we are living
we must
in a
have
very,
it.
You know, on one hand, this is time of redemption, no doubt about it. I call everyone to come to Israel and to see what God is doing with his people.
Yes.
As an opening for the redemption of all the world and establishment of his kingdom.
Exactly.
All over the world.
Exactly.
And the Messiah, which is soon to come, and the house of God.
Suddenly he will come to his temple.
Not in any other place in the world.
That's right.
But in Jerusalem.
Yes, suddenly he will come to his temple.
By the people of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And everyone in the world should understand it and know that this is a critical moment for all the world to stand with Israel, because
yes.
Israel was created and was brought by God back to the land. And was commanded to build the house of God,
exactly.
not only for the favor of the seed of Abraham for Israel, but for all the world.
Yes.
You know, in Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6, you know, God is saying what he said all over his world in the Bible, but in this place so special, when he said to Israel, you will be for me a holy nation.
Yes.
A kingdom of priests.
That's right.
And a treasure among all the nations.
It is a channel of blessings to the whole world. And if we cannot identify with this, we are not going in accord with the will of God. It's just that simple. It's just that simple.
And the great event of the which is called the modern Israel is not just an accident or you know, a decision of God to redeem his people Israel and to gather them back to the land and to give them back life in the land and make the land coming back to life. Yes, all of this is right, but the main purpose of this event, which is called the modern Israel, is for its end time prophetic purposes.
Yes.
To really to build the kingdom of God.
Yes.
His values, his morals, in a time and a world which is such a materialistic world, you know.
Yes.
We are living in a very materialistic time.
Yes.
On one hand, God is acting here a spiritual activities, spiritual event in the land of Israel. On the other hand, you know, all the mankind is needed so much.
Yes.
To really.
And it is a spiritual dynamic which is driving everything that we see now unfolding in the physical.
And for this purpose, God redeemed Israel and brought them back to the land. For this purpose, the temple.
Yes, for the Temple Mount. It is the precise pinpoint center about which everything revolves. And, well, I know we're just about out of time, but perhaps we could again visit. You could talk more in detail about the things that you're doing, but I'm glad that you all could hear the address that Mr. Solomon just gave us and know that you can get on the website at just www.templemountfaithful.org and get on his mailing list. He has profoundly important things to say for anyone with ears to hear in this time.
Thank you so much, my brother. May the God of Israel bless you. And to everyone in the world, I send a message of love and peace in the name of the God and the people of Israel, and call everyone be a part of this godly event, the biggest ever in the life of the mankind, the Temple Mount and Land of Israel Faithful Movement.
Yes.
Is calling you to have a part in it.
Hallelujah.
To give us hands, to stand with us together.
Yes.
Because the house of God, which is going to be rebuilt, and it will be rebuilt in our lifetime, because no power and nobody can stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Almighty God of Israel. And this will be the greatest testimony and an opening of a great time for everyone in the world. Shalom.
Shalom.
Love to all of you from Jerusalem. By your brothers.
Hallelujah. And Emunah, this man, I don't know many Hebrew words, Shalom and Simcha, but Emunah, faithfulness. You just personify that faithfulness, that truth, that fidelity, because you were called for this purpose. And the last time that God Almighty made such an offer to the people of planet Earth, they had to be restrained from their giving. Hallelujah. May it be so again. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother. It's just such a privilege to hear what you have to say. And I hope everyone who listens to this will get on your mailing list and find some way that they can stand with and support what you're doing. So we thank you.
I thank you, my brother. And I pray and bless you, and I'm sure about it that soon we shall stand together in the rebuilt house of God.
Hallelujah.
Hand in hand, and we shall thank God that he gave us the privilege.
Yes, hallelujah.
To be a part of this great godly end time prophetic event.
Oh.
And to serve him at this great time.
Yes, after 2 days, we must now prepare ourselves against the third day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you again. And
If it be the Lord's will, we'll do it again sometime. And next time we get to Jerusalem, we'll try and see you.
Amen. I'm looking forward for this. Shalom to you.
Shalom. God bless you.
All your
Thank you, brother. Bye.